This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Years ago, I read the 2008 memoir called Chasing Daylight, How My Forthcoming Death Transformed My Life by Eugene O'Kelly, and I've never forgotten the realization that O'Kelly describes. Eugene O'Kelly was a highly successful executive. He was the CEO of KPMG, a major accounting firm. At the age of 53, he was diagnosed with brain cancer with 3 months to live, and he wrote this memoir in the 3.5 months between his diagnosis and his death. A few nights after his diagnosis had been confirmed, he decided that with his remaining time, he wanted to, quote, unwind all his relationships with a truly rich and unforgettable encounter with each person who'd mattered to him in some way. He sat down at the table and drew a diagram of several circles, each inside the next. The outer circle was classmates, acquaintances, past colleagues, neighbors, and good people from clubs and organizations he'd belonged to. Then the circle of close business associates, then lifetime friends, then immediate family, then children, then wife. To unwind these relationships, he decided to start from the outside and work toward the center. He was surprised and touched to realize that in the outermost ring, he had more than 1,000 names of people whom he described as people who had enriched my life just by being in it and whose lives I believed I'd enhance because of a shared experience or passion. Business school, love of wine, charity work, the 49ers, etc. He couldn't connect with all these people, so he only closed relationships with less than half, and many through mail or phone. Still, he did spend about 3 weeks on that group. He found it very rewarding, but nevertheless, he learned a hard lesson, and he changed his mind about this approach. And here's a lightly edited version of what he writes. Given my attention to detail and my natural thoroughness, I had to remind myself how easy it would be to spend lots of time with the outer circle, which would ultimately be at the expense of the inner circles. I thought about how during my previous life, I might have unconsciously been too consumed by the outermost circle. At work, with constant demands on my time, I got into the habit of meeting with certain people, good people, nice people, but nonetheless, fifth circle people. Was it necessary to have breakfast with them 4 times a month? I could have done less of that. Had I somehow been inspired to draw my map of concentric circles earlier in my life, when I thought I had forever in front of me, I could have delineated for myself how important certain people were and how less important others were, and perhaps it would have guided me in how I allocated my time or my energy. I realized that being able to count 1,000 people in that fifth circle was not something to be proud of. It was something to be wary of. Please don't misunderstand. The fifth circle is nice. The people who populate it are worthwhile and belong in the first circle of other people. They're just not the people who should have consumed the time and energy that they did. 3 weeks was a lot of time to spend on the fifth circle for a man who had maybe 3 months. Too much time, actually. I had miscalculated. I've never forgotten Eugene O'Kelly's observation. It's all too easy to spend time and energy on the outer circles and take the inner circles for granted. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.